peace and abundance always. Whatever you do, make sure that you are living your truth. Make sure that you are being authentic with yourself and the world. When you're being inauthentic with yourself, it just simply means you just haven't spent the time, spent the energy to practice self-awareness, to question why you do things, why you don't do things, what makes you tick, what things you're passionate about. And oftentimes that's just a matter of time, right? It's just a matter of spending time with yourself, meditating, contemplating, doing a lot of things, seeing what things kind of ignite a fire within you, what things don't, what things piss you off, what things make you or allow you to feel peace or tranquility. And it takes time. But the quicker you are active in things, the more you're active in things, the quicker you will ultimately learn that self-awareness. You know, if you're someone who likes to stay at home all the time, then it may take a little bit longer for you to actually learn the self-awareness and learn exactly how to be authentic and what that means for you. But if you're somebody who likes to interact with others, you like to experience things and go out often, but can also practice mindfulness and practice questioning and listening to yourself, then it's going to be a lot quicker for you. So, but besides the methods of understanding yourself and understanding self-awareness, realize the importance of self-awareness is that when you can understand who you are, understand your role, understand your cosmic purpose, which is the purpose that may have been given to you, that you believe has been given to you from a higher source, or even your chosen purpose, which is the purpose you actively choose for yourself at the moment. If you aren't truly clear about who you are, if you don't know who you are and how to be true to yourself, then it's going to be really hard for you to achieve this cosmic purpose as well as your chosen purpose, especially your chosen purpose. The cosmic purpose, that's up to the universe. The universe already knows you, right? The universe created you. The universe already knows what's in store for you. But when we talk about your chosen purpose, that's a decision that you make. But how can you make a decision about your purpose when you don't know yourself, when you're not clear about yourself? So practicing self-awareness, which ultimately leads to being authentic with yourself, is imperative. So if you aren't authentic as you move forward in life, then you're going to find that a lot of things won't connect. A lot of things won't work out. Most things won't work out. You could even say nothing will work out, right? But when you are clear about who you are, what you like, what makes you tick, what you're passionate about, what you love, what you don't love, and as you move and maneuver through different events, situations, and opportunities, you can check in with yourself and say, well, does this really align with who I know myself to be? Is this true for me? Does this align with my personal truth? And if it doesn't, then you should probably let it go. Even though for somebody else, it may mean a life-changing event. But just because for them it's life-changing doesn't mean it's going to be for you. In fact, it might be a devastating, traumatic event for you because it doesn't align with your true self, your authentic self. So it's important to play and be clear about how and who you are, how you maneuver through life, how you feel about life, you know, the things that make you tick and the things that you're passionate about. Otherwise, if you're not clear about those things, then you're going to face some, you know, issues, some difficulties. And the good thing about that, though, is that by facing those difficulties, it gives you insight as to who you are. It gives you insight as to your own self-awareness and how you take and what you like and what you don't like, what you're good at, what you're not good at, right? So being authentic is extremely key. being authentic, not only does it work well for you and your goals and your ambitions, but it works well in interaction with others. Because people can sense when something is off about an individual, right? And usually what's off is that they're not quite clear about who they are. They may be doing things to fit in. They may be doing something that they've seen before or seen somebody else do whom were authentic with themselves. So they think, oh, that works for them, so I'm going to do the same thing. But it doesn't work that way, right? So it's important, listen to yourself, listen to your mind, your body, your spirit, your heart, and allow that unique, right? That authentic self, which is unique and special and unlike anything else. Let that come out. Let that be, you know, the part of you that people experience, because that's all people should experience. So be clear, allow yourself to express that authenticity. If you have a thought, if you have a feeling, don't be ashamed to say it. Don't be ashamed to communicate it, especially if it's coming from, you know, the intention of love, right? If it's coming from the intention of love and kindness, then say whatever you want. Be whoever you want. If it's coming from a place of hate and anger and frustration and fear, then yes, have second, have a third thought. Think about it before you express it, okay? So just remember that. It's important to be your authentic self. If you're not authentic, then you're going to face a lot of bumps in the road that will help you to be authentic, right? Those are the things that's going to push you to say, well, it didn't work out. Because you weren't aligned with that. You have to be aligned from who you are to what you want in order for it to happen. If you're not this person that you are trying to be, or you're trying to get something that who you are doesn't align with, then you have to realize that and accept it. All right? So maybe you being a millionaire or even a billionaire, if that's not really who you are down to the core, you have to learn to accept that and see that, because having $1 billion will probably make you the most miserable person in the world. So get true with yourself, get authentic, get real, and then everything else will fall right into place. Thanks for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.